This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Under layers of winter, I'm thinking of my gardens. As I do, I ask you, have you ever looked out at your garden in the waning days between spring and summer, summer and fall, and thought, man, my garden looks pooped? Sparkle it up with foliage plants. I've talked about this before, but as we start planning our gardens, it's a good time to bring it up. Not every plant we plant has to center around the flower. These foliage plants are workhorses of a sort, not only adding sparkle and texture, but keep our gardens beautiful as those flowers fade. One of my favorite silver foliage plants is Brunera. It does flower, in fact, quite beautifully in spring, with delicate blue flowers. However, its gorgeous heart-shaped leaves are the true showstoppers for months. It's a wonderful ground cover plant. I have Jack Frost. Boy, does that seem appropriate right now. I'll have pictures on gardenbite.com with a variety of cultivars. There are two more new Brunera introductions for 2020. Jack of Diamonds has uncommonly large 9 to 10 inch leaves overlap at the base for a unique escargot effect. Leaves have a silver overlay with wide, dark green veining. It grows 14 to 16 inches tall and about 32 inches wide, takes part to full shade, as all Brunera do, and is hardy to zone 3. Queen of Hearts is a couple of inches taller and 4 inches wider with more narrow veining, giving it a brighter look in those dark corners. Check all of these out on my website, gardenbite.com. For sunnier areas, check out Artemisia, also called Wormwood, and Stachys, also known as Lamb's Ear. It's a soft-to-the-touch plant. Fuzzy Wuzzy is great for a full sun border. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.